This is Actually You Are a Real Runner with Jacqueline Riccio.
Hey, it's Jacqueline, and I help people get consistent with mornings and meals and movement. Thanks for joining me today. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different than I had originally planned. Last Monday, we had to say goodbye to our pup, Jameson. So if this topic is triggering for you, go ahead and press stop on today's episode. No hard feelings. Join me next week when I will be continuing the food series. But I wanted to create today's episode as a way for me to kind of process this past week. I also wanted to do something instead of nothing. I've worked so hard to build systems and routines in my life, and bad things happening are part of life. There is never going to be a time where things are working out perfectly for 12 months straight. Like, it just doesn't exist. And so I know from my experience that showing up, even when life isn't perfect, that is how you build consistency. And while today's episode isn't what I planned, I think that it's what I need, and it'll kind of give you a little bit of insight into, yeah, like what's going on with me. But yeah, it has been an imperfect week. It has been a really crappy week. On Sunday night, going into Monday morning, I woke up a few times and I just felt like something wasn't right with Jameson. I took her out and she wouldn't drink water. It was just like, ugh, like something didn't feel right. And I still had on my schedule to go to running class at 6 a.m. So I still did that. But I just felt awful. Like something just did not feel right. And I walked the entire class. Just proud of myself for getting there. But I just had my eyes closed the entire time. And I had my right hand on the treadmill just holding myself so I wouldn't fall off. But I could not stop thinking about the dog. And I was tearing up and crying on and off and just not feeling great. And I texted Paul to see how the dog was doing. He was like, actually, no, she's doing okay. And so I was like, all right, well, I'm going to go to my office and I am going to type up my weekly newsletter and then I'm going to head home. And the thing about Jameson is that there have been probably 3 to 4 times over the past few years where we have thought it was the end, but she is just so resilient. She's just always gotten better. I think that she's always felt like there is more food in the world for me to eat. I have to keep pushing. I think that, you know, because we spent so much time with her, like, I think that, I don't know, like she wanted to stay alive for us. So even though I didn't feel good about her in the morning, I also kind of was like, well, maybe she'll get better because she always gets better. And then that came crashing down when I walked into the house. I got home from my office, walked into the house and saw Paul laying with her on the bed, opened the door. She didn't get up to greet me. She was there in the bed with Paul and he was kind of crying. And we both decided like, it's time. Like this is time. We were both in agreement. I always felt like when I looked at Jameson's eyes, I felt like I knew it wasn't time because it looks like she still wanted to be alive. And I knew that when I look in her eyes, she didn't want to be alive anymore, that it would be time. And on Monday morning, I felt like she was looking at me like crying for help, like she was in pain and needed help. And so we knew. So we called the vet and it was awful. And the time between calling the vet and the time that it happened was like the longest and the shortest period of time. Like in the moment, it just felt so long, like waiting and watching the dog be in pain, but also it went so fast. We gave her a lick mat of peanut butter and she drank a little bit of water. And then we had two sticks of string cheese and gave those to her and she ate them pretty aggressively. And I was like, ah. There was like this little bit of hope, like maybe she is okay. Like maybe things are going to turn out okay. And no, it didn't. The vet came and the process is awful, but at the same time, like having someone come to her was the best decision that we could have made. She has not been in the car in like a year. She would have been so terrified getting into the car. And it was hard and it was awful. And the rest of Monday, we just felt empty. I don't even know what happened. the rest of Monday. I think we went for a few walks to get ourselves out of the house. We live in a really tiny apartment, and I think we went for a few walks, but we were just kind of avoiding our neighbors. You just didn't really want to talk to anyone. I know I talked to my mom for a few hours, but just felt awful. I couldn't tell you what I ate on Monday, what else I did. I have no idea. Woke up in the middle of the night on Monday going into the Tuesday, just like thinking that I heard the pup, couldn't fall back asleep, sat outside with a blanket, like 4 a.m. It just felt like a mess. And I canceled my run for Tuesday, and Tuesday sucked. And then I think Wednesday I was like, I need to do some things for myself. Like, I can't just stay in this apartment. So I did go to my run class on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. And we went to the gym on Saturday, and I went to run class again on Sunday. And some days I just walked, and some days I ran and I pushed myself. But yeah, the week felt like a mess. Like, it went by so fast. I can't believe that it's been a whole week that she's been gone. I think like two big things. Because we both work from home, and because our apartment is so small, there are so many triggers in such a small space. We were next to Jameson. I mean, I started working from home in 2018. Like, I've been at home with her for so many years. And then in this apartment, we've been here for over a year, and it's small. And so it was like, when I would open the door, I could see her immediately, and she would be getting up, or I could see if she was asleep right from the door. And so there's still this, like, I open the door when I'm getting home and I'm expecting her, right? And she's not there. Or when I open the fridge in the kitchen and I see that there's a package of carrots in the door, it's like I would usually see her getting up and I would grab one and throw it to her, and she's not there. Or like when I take a shower and I look at the bath mat and get out and I look, and it's like she's not there. And it's just like there's just so many triggers in this space. So one thing I am reminding myself is that, I mean, the way I've habits, these are neural connections. These have been built out because of so much repetition over the last year, over the last, 6 years. All of these habits were built with repetition. So it's going to take time to build different ones. And so there's this like the trigger and then the anticipation of something happening, like that anticipation is not going to go anywhere for a little bit. It's going to be there, and it feels awful. I hate how it feels in my chest, and I hate how it feels in my head, but I'm reminding myself that it won't always feel like this. A couple of things I feel like I've been doing a really good job of moving my body, going to class and doing something instead of nothing. I have not hit any PRs. I think my sleep has not been great. Food, I haven't been eating enough, but I've just been focusing on just walking or running or biking or lifting, and just continuing to think about it as movement for mental health. So I'm not moving to lose weight. I am not moving to hit a PR. I am moving to take care of myself. And I've just noticed, especially on Tuesday, going into Wednesday, I had a speed class. Like, my heart rate was going a million miles an hour, but like after exercising, it just felt like my body could calm down. Like, my heart rate could calm down. I think when we just live all of our lives in our head and we don't ever do something with our bodies, it's hard for our bodies to calm down. So I've been staying busy with those things. Just having something to do during the day has been good. And I remember a little note card from a book I read in, I think it was in 2020, and thinking about that note card, and it said that one antidote to depression is having a schedule of activities to interrupt depressive thoughts. And there's been plenty of time of me sitting in bed and crying or calling my mom, right? But I can't do that for 24 hours. I need to do other things. So having exercise on my schedule has served its purpose. It has been an activity to interrupt depressive thoughts. And then, like I said, it's going to be less intense. I remember back in 2021, Jameson had old dog syndrome, which is like vertigo. She had that for like the second time. And I thought she was going to die then. And I remember talking to a friend who had lost their parent due to COVID in 2020. And my friend was telling me that, like, as much as it hurt when they first lost their parent, like, over time, that hurt feels less intense. So he was kind of like, you know, helping me with, like, grief in 2021 when I thought Jameson was going to die. Like, as much as it hurts right now, it's not always going to feel like that. It's going to pass. It's going to heal. It's going to feel less intense with time. So that's been something I've been thinking about, right, you know, this past week. As much as I hurt right now, it's an emotion and it's uncomfortable and I hate it. But over time, it will not have as much power over me. It will heal. It will, like, sadly, there will be a new normal where I'll open the door and not expect, you know, someone to come to the door. Like, those things will not be as intense. So kind of just, like, using all of the things that I've learned over the last few years of reading and coaching and researching and writing and just learning about how the brain works and habits and emotions, like, just kind of, like, using all of those tools, reminding myself I'm an imperfect human, reminding myself that I can get back on track, reminding myself that, you know, doing something is still better than nothing, having things to work through, having activities to do during the day, and also giving myself time to just feel crappy, just feel low mood, feel low energy, feel sad, feel angry, feel grief, just allowing myself those times and reminding myself that while I feel like this now, it will not feel like this. I haven't always felt like this and I won't always feel like this. It will feel less intense. And I did make it through writing this episode without tears and recording it. Right now feels weird. I just kind of feel empty inside and I'm not sure that I even have any tears left to cry. I do miss Jameson a lot. I wish he could be here. So that is today's episode. I am going to keep trucking along. I have my classes scheduled for the week. And the hope, the promise, the plan, at least, will be I'll be back next week for the second episode of the food episodes. Until then, take care.